Those parts of speech that we use in place of names and nouns might need a bit more attention as we head into holidays and gatherings. I'm referring to pronouns. The pronoun can carry a lot of things in it, like acceptance, inclusivity, and identity for many trans, non-binary, and other LGBTQ plus people. In its basic definition, the pronoun lets everyone know how you'd like to be addressed. So ahead of holidays and gatherings, we thought we'd brush up on our pronoun etiquette, and joining me is Dana Kaplan, Executive Director of Outright Vermont, whose mission is building a Vermont where all LGBTQ plus youth have hope, equity, and power. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much, Mary.
We thought we'd invite you in for a lightning round of a quiz we're going to call Pronoun Etiquette for the Holidays. Dana, first, what are your pronouns?
Yeah, well done. Look at that. Look at how easy that is. Hey, what are your pronouns? My pronouns, Mary, are he and him. What are your pronouns?
Mine are she, they. Thank you for asking. And is it as easy as that, just to simply ask someone's pronouns?
I think so. Whether people are practiced and therefore it feels easy or natural to them is a different question. But it is technically as simple as, hey, what's your name and pronouns? What pronouns can I use for you?
And Dana, why are pronouns important?
Pronouns are important because they help you to have a sense of who you are talking to and how to accurately reflect that person. I think a hidden question under that that's important too is just you cannot know somebody's pronouns unless they share their pronouns with you. We have a misconstrued notion that we can look at somebody and know a lot of things about them. And pronouns are one of those things that you just don't know unless you ask. Another thing that is important for us all to recognize is that it's not just queer and trans people that have pronouns, right? We all have pronouns. So oftentimes we sort of default to the dominant identity and say, well, we're just doing this because of the marginalized folks. But the truth of the matter is we all have a pronoun. This is not a trans issue. This is not a queer and trans issue. So it's best practice for everybody to share their pronouns because that normalizes that practice. And it's a way of saying, this isn't just about you. This is about me too. Here's who I am. People change. Pronouns change, right? I'm using a certain set of pronouns with you today. And if you'd asked me that question 8 years ago, I would have shared with you a different set of pronouns. So it's a matter of being present with people for who they are right now. And we all change over time. And it's important to just acknowledge that.
And to some folks, addressing people and using different pronouns than they are used to using feels new or sometimes feels grammatically incorrect, especially when it comes to singular they, them pronouns. What might you share with them?
When you're not used to doing something, it can feel clunky. That's just true. So validate that, yeah, okay, you're telling me that this doesn't feel right to you. This is different. We evolve and learn new skills all the time. So I get that you're not used to doing this, and here's your chance to get practiced and get caught up. I think that the bottom line is that just because something is not natural or seems awkward to you, it doesn't trump the experience and the right of somebody else to be accurately acknowledged for who they are, right? There's a difference between something feeling uncomfortable or unfamiliar, that's okay. And don't negatively make that impact the person that you're talking to.
Is it okay to always fall back on using a person's name instead of pronouns, especially when you don't know them?
I think that's a great suggestion. If I was going to have a conversation with you and I wasn't sure of your pronouns, then I could say, Mary and I are talking, and Mary and I are having this fun conversation in advance of holidays to help people get it right. You know, I think that absolutely works. And approach the person afterwards and say, hey, I noticed myself using your name because I wasn't sure of your pronouns. Help me out.
And what if I make a mistake when using pronouns?
Yeah, if you make a mistake when using somebody's pronouns and you are aware of it in the moment, if you've just used the wrong pronoun and you're able to catch it and hear yourself, you can say, sorry, my bad. I hear that I just used the wrong pronoun, and move on. Don't belabor it. It is not about you, right? There's the I think that people that are used to the experience of being misgendered want to move on from that moment with a relative quickness. And so, hey, I'm so sorry I did that. I will do better next time. What is the context of a relationship? Is this somebody that you're never going to see again and you just interact with them one time on the street? I wouldn't necessarily recommend running down the street after them to say, hey, I just realized I messed up your profile, you know? But if this is somebody that you're in relationship with, absolutely, there's opportunity to be able to recognize that impact and say, I'm going to do better next time.
So here's sort of a situational question based on, let's say, a holiday gathering. You invite a friend over. You worry that the other guests at the gathering who don't know that friend might misgender them. What should you do and what should you not do?
There is not one size fits all here. And it's important to let that person lead, right? Let that person determine for themselves. I think so much of what's hard about being a trans or non-binary or gender fluid person is having your self-determination be taken away from you. And so I would ask that friend ahead of time, hey, I want to make sure that this night goes as well for you as possible. What would be supportive and helpful? You know, do you want me to let folks know ahead of time? Or is that something that you want to navigate when you get there? Our ability to just be direct and transparent and say, here's what I'm wondering and how can I get it right for you? Really, really matters. And, you know, that answer might be different from one day to the next based on that context. So just keep those lines of communications open.
Here's a question about addressing, let's say, a group of friends when we don't want to assume and address the crowd as boys and girls or ladies and gentlemen. What are some helpful inclusive group names?
Yeah, so you're talking about the importance of not using binary language, right? A couple of examples. Good morning, friends. How's it going, people? What's up, folks? Hey, beloveds. There's lots of other words to be able to use. Y'all, it takes a minute. It takes a correction of an ingrained pattern.
My husband uses, hey, fellow earthlings.
Well, there you go. I love it.